What kind of monster have I been today? But you smile and call me tough guy to the opposite effect. It's a flower in a gun and the tough guys are red. A stone, and my heart is a hollow with a space for your own, or whatever you wanna do with it. And I'm blaming all beauty upon you, from the birds at my feet to the breakdancing boys and their boomboxes.
If you want me so, I'll Terrifies me. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Only Trying to Tell You by Puma Blue. I'm playing Puma Blue for like a half an hour and then maybe something else for another half an hour. But yeah, I hope you enjoy. Puma Blue came out with a new album on the 18th. I haven't actually listened to that much of it, but I'm gonna play a tiny bit of it for you. Not the next song, but maybe the song after that. I hope you guys are all having a good Friday. But yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Too slow, water wax. We cook till morning light. Took the overnight. Just to make it back, make it back. Running lost, we've bitten off. Volatile, monotone, super soft. There's no way. There's no way I'm better off. There's no way. There's no way. Over the hills and far.
I didn't press the button before. That was Super Soft by Puma Blue. I don't actually know that much about Puma Blue. One of my friends who I used to work with, she would play him at our job, so I listened to him, like, then. But other than that, like, I don't really know that much about him. He, like, makes, like, nice vibey music. It's, like, chill. But I enjoyed it. This next song, as promised, is from his new album. I don't really know about it. It's kind of a different vibe. I feel like it's more sad, and I'm trying not to be as sad, so we'll see. But I hope you enjoy. It's called My Wildest Dreams, In My Wildest Dreams. And I hope you enjoy.
Does it get better? Thank you.
right. We're getting to the halfway point, which is crazy because these hours just go by so fast. Or this hour, I should say. The thing about Puma Blue songs is that they always end in, like, silence, which is really bad for the radio. So I'm sorry if you guys have to listen to silence, but I think you'll all survive. I'm going to do the PSA because it's PSA time. This one is called Learning on the Go. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music? Counting trucks or watching the traffic light color change? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car. It becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school starts. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford, the Tufts Educational Radio. You can learn things everywhere. I don't know, I love riding in the car. Maybe because I used to live somewhere where nothing happened, so we would just go on car rides forever, but yeah, you can learn a lot about being in the car, I guess. I don't know. I feel like kids in general, have so much opportunity for, being smart because they don't, recognize what's important or not. So you can be so much more observational when you don't know what's important. I don't know. My sister gave me this, dumb, book about, how to be a mastermind. It's I used to watch a lot of bad Sherlock adaptations, and so she was like, oh my god, read this book, I haven't read it but you have it. And one of the chapters was children are so much better at observing things, so they count the number of stairs they climb up when they go upstairs. And I was like, I don't know about that, but maybe that's a good idea. Good for you. Anyways, too much talking. What am I going to play next? I told my friend I would play Bill Evans on the radio. So I think I'm going to play Bill Evans on the radio. I hope you enjoy it. I meant to play jazz on this radio, but sometimes I don't. But now I will for you all, so I hope you like it. I hope you like jazz. Lots of people don't, but that's okay. Anyways, I hope you enjoy. That was Waltz for Debbie by Bill Evans. I'm playing Bill Evans because my friend wanted me to. So if they're not listening right now, then I'm never going to play Bill Evans again. And I'm going to be really upset. I'm just kidding. But I don't know. I always used to think Bill Evans was, like, boring. But, like, he's not. Like, I like him. But, like, my brain is never like, I love piano. But I think my brain does love piano. I think my heart loves piano. I don't know. I love, like, Charlie Brown Christmas, which is giving... This is giving, like, Charlie Brown Christmas. Which... I shouldn't listen to Charlie Brown Christmas all year round, so I guess this is a good alternative. But yeah. The next song I'm going to play for you guys is by Stan Getz, who I actually really like, and Bill Evans, because I guess I gotta stick to the theme. So I hope you guys like it. Yeah. Thank you. All right. We're nearing the end of the hour, so I'm going to say goodbye. I have one last song for you guys. But then it's you don't hear from me for another 2 weeks or so. So I hope you all have a good weekend. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Yeah. It's cold. I hope in 2 weeks it'll be warmer. It's actually warm today, but I hope in 2 weeks it'll be warmer. I hope you're staying safe out there in the cold and all the snow and stuff. If you're even listening from a cold place, because I know most of my friends are like away in their countries, a lot of my friends are abroad right now, so a lot of them are in very warm, nice countries, and I'm very jealous. So I hope you all are doing well and exploring and having fun. Alright, I have one last song for you. It's called What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, which is so existential, and I don't really need that on a Friday, but it's an interesting song. So I hope you like it, and I hope you have a good weekend. Alright, goodbye. Thank you.
It's been a while, but I'm not afraid of the things that make me feel something big. Like looking at your eyes in the sun. Like looking at your eyes in the dark. Can you see the stars in your dreams? Whisper back.